Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight, we're not really going to talk about page 22 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. It's just a little too spoilery. It does have some rumors that Marcus will hear about the Wanderer, this legendary vampire figure. We know that he crossed the Rio Grande. We know that he traversed the American South like Johnny fucking Appleseed. He made his way. He eventually ends up in Mexico or somewhere thereabouts. That he reaches that point at least. That's basically all Marcus knows from this page, I think. And there's definitely some stuff here we're going to talk about later, but that's going to be in a bonus episode that gets into the whole history of the Wanderer. So today we're just going to have to resort to a dumb vampire trick. These are going to become less common as we get through the book. We are about 3 or 4 pages away from the grand entrance of Vampire Drama Club into this narrative. But for today, let's talk about a random discipline. And that discipline is kineticism. So kineticism is a bit of a strange one. We might end up talking less about the individual powers than about the context, like why this discipline exists. Kineticism comes from a book called Outcasts, which is about the sort of like downtrodden outsiders from various groups in the world of darkness. Among vampires, those are caitiffs, clanless vampires. Caitiffs generally are very weak blood. You'll often find them at 14th generation or even 15th generation. That's very, very weak blood. At that kind of thin blood, you're more likely not to have a clan. The sort of nature of the blood that came down to you is just thinned enough that there's no real distinguishable difference between you and other vampires. We have caitiff in Vampire Drama Club. Marcus is one and Flash is one. And part of the reason that I've decided that Marcus is able to learn thaumaturgy without a tutor is because he's a caitiff. Because one of the things about caitiff is, in addition to being able to sort of freely learn whatever common discipline is available to them without any cost differentiation, like most vampires, they can cheaply buy the disciplines that are in clan for them, and then it's more expensive for the ones outside. Caitiff pay like a medium cost for all disciplines. In addition to that, though, some caitiff can actually create their own disciplines. They're sort of like, they're free of the shackles of the clan structure. They're disrupting the vampire industry with new superpowers. And kineticism from the Outcasts book is an example of a discipline that a caitiff could create. So I figure as a caitiff, Marcus has a better ability to sort of like piece together how to do thaumaturgy than a vampire with a clan would, because caitiff can just make their own discipline sometimes. And for Marcus, that means learning blood magic, because he's always wanted to be a magic psychic guy. But what if you're not that kind of nerd? What if you're the kind of nerd who, instead of being a wizard, wants to be a Gambit from the X-Men? In that case, you create the discipline of kineticism, and you get yourself a staff, and you get yourself a duster. Just kidding, you already have a duster. And you get some protean so your eyes glow, get yourself a Cajun accent, and there you go. You too can be unmistakably from the 90s. But the main thing is kineticism. So here's how that works. One dot of kineticism, dampening. You can sort of slow down or stop kinetic energy to lessen the impact of damage that you take. You spend a blood point, you roll stamina plus dodge, difficulty 6. Every success removes one level of damage you would otherwise take from an attack. And that's before soak. And it says you can also split your die pool to dodge at the same time. Seems very weird to simultaneously roll dodge for two different things. I don't know what to imagine with this power, but fine, fair enough. I'm sorry, I tell a lie. Pink energy, obviously. As we all know from Saturday morning physics class, pink, the color of kinetic energy. Two dots, redirection. You can make moving objects like turn, move around. You roll stamina plus dodge. I don't understand why. And for each success, you can alter the direction of a projectile by up to 30 degrees. So that does mean that with 5 successes, you can turn something 180 degrees and send it directly back at its origin. This is pretty cool. I kind of wish, like, 30 degrees is a little sciencey for me, just because it puts you in mind of trying to do actual calculations as opposed to just kind of narrative bullshit. Like, if it were 5 successes, you can turn it back on the attacker. 1 success, you can lessen the impact. Between 1 and 5 successes, you can, you know, divert the attack away from you at least. And you need more successes if it was like closer up, you have less time, something like that, something vague. If you do it like 30 degrees, you know, if someone shoots a handgun at me and I try to redirect the bullet and I get 2 successes, that's a 60 degree turn. Trying to figure out when in the bullet's flight I affect it and where it then goes and whether that's enough diversion to avoid me. But it's a cool power. 3 dots, vengeful strike. You can absorb the kinetic energy of damage that you take and then use it later to power up your attacks. You can't hold it forever, but you can do it either the same turn or the next turn. This one, I don't know. The thing is, you can only absorb and then later use damage levels that you took, not damage dice that were rolled against you, which is weird, because like if somebody swings a big hammer at you, but you have fortitude, and so it doesn't phase you, and they hit you with a sledgehammer and like the handle breaks, you then have no kinetic energy to use later, because since you're so tough, the kinetic energy didn't convey. I don't know. Whereas if somebody just punches you, but they happen to like punch you right in the nose, or like manage to somehow get you right in the teeth and like knock a tooth out and it really hurts, and so you take extra damage, that then gives you extra kinetic energy to spend. The mechanics just seem a little imprecise, and this also seems like a power for like the cool, clever guy. You want to be roguish with this power, and you therefore don't want to be the guy who's taking all kinds of hits. So this one, I'm not sure. But the speed bump is well worth it, because this is the one we've been waiting for. 4 dots, discharge. You can enhance the kinetic energy that you generate, including on ranged attacks. You spend a blood point, you roll willpower. For each success, you can add 1 die of damage to a dice pool on a physical attack. Can be a fist, can be a sword, can be a bullet. Could be a playing card. Could be. I mean, you'd have to start from 0 damage, so it would be very inefficient. But you didn't get in this for efficiency, you didn't get in this for damage. You got in this to be Gambit, and be cool, and not be able to fuck Rogue. But little did you know, the power to not fuck Rogue was inside you all along. 5 dots, kinetic shield. You create a barrier of kinetic energy, you can protect yourself, you can even protect other people. It's like a force field. It's a vampire force field. I don't know what you want from me. This is a superhero-ass power. We are miles away from vampire archetypes at this point. We got vampires out here putting out their hands and making force fields like X-Men. You just got to roll with it. It is a 6-foot by 4-foot barrier that will absorb up to 5 health levels of damage, and additional successes can be used to increase its area or to thicken it. So these are like Green Lantern rules, Invisible Woman rules. Nothing more goth punk than a Green Lantern power bubble. I'm really of two minds about this power, because on the one hand, I like the basic concept that Caitiff can do tricks that other vampires can't do. That makes sense to me. I wouldn't maybe implement it the way that Vampire the Masquerade chooses to implement it, but I do like the idea that as you're like going farther from the Founders, your vampirism is kind of finding its own expression in these Thin Bloods, and that adds something to the dynamic between the Caitiff and like the larger vampire society that oppresses them. This particular power, I mean, this is Gambit powers, and that just does not feel, not only does it not feel vampire, it specifically doesn't feel Vampire the Masquerade. I feel like in the World of Darkness, Gambit is a goober. It's fine in the X-Men for what it is, for when it happened originally. And of course now, you know, once a comic book character has their foot in the door, they can be as goofy as they want. They're a part of the history. They're a part of the fabric. But like, X-Men is a different standard from Vampire the Masquerade. I think goofy playing card powers are just a little bit, it's a little too superhero-y for me explicitly. You can use your vampire powers as though you're a vampire superhero. I'm willing to go that far, but I don't want you to have actual superhero powers. And that's what this feels like. Although, I mean, it is in keeping with the evolution of vampire stories. Like, I can see a character in Twilight could have this power. Or, you know, if you did an urban fantasy thing where you kind of wanted to, like, science up your vampires a little bit, they could do something like this. But for me, for what I want from Vampire the Masquerade, I'm not into this. I'm going to give it 2 pints. It's not one, because it's not awful, and a couple of the powers are good and could be used to do cool things. And I like the underlying idea of Caitiff making their own disciplines. Just why did it have to be Gambit, though? I mean, honestly, Rogue's powers would work better. A Caitiff discipline where if you taste a vampire's blood, then you like get their dots in a discipline they have for a temporary length of time up to the number of dots you have in this like mimic discipline. That would be really weird. It would make sense with the metaphysics of vampire, and it would be like a nice surprise to hand to a vampire who's trying to, you know, come and cramp your style. If you're like a footloose Caitiff trying to make it in the big vampire city, you know, the Gangrel sheriff comes and tries to take you down, and you manage to get your mouth on his neck and like drink some of his blood, and then you can turn into a bat and fly away. That would be super cool. Or teleportation in like a brimstone puff, even. That's clearly Nightcrawler. Teleportation is not a classic vampire power, but it would be weird, and it would be significantly more goth than redirecting kinetic energy. So anyway, I'm done. I'm talking myself out of the second pint here. Let's leave it where it is. 2 pints. Fine. Your Gambit. Great. Have fun. You do you. Join me tomorrow as we get back to the last few pages of The Tale of the Wanderer, and Marcus hears some rumors that I think I can interpret better than this book does on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.